Begin the daf himself. There's no daf him. Hey, begin on base. Begin Tais Masa to begin the words of the Gemara, which really these Taisus in until their Masla in the Kacheles belongs in Amid Aleph, which the Gemara had said, according to the explaining the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. It says in the Pasuk, the Gemara quotes a Brisa, but Gilchah knows the Pesach of Moed. So as Taisus quotes the words of the Gemara, Bishlama Kazmedaba. Pasuk too much lam, which I taste explained. It could be Yudma seem like Rebuta the Mishnah. Remember that he says, Ashlam Migaleach, that the hair cutting is for the carbon shlamim, Shnemahem, like which it says over the Bishach to Pesach al Moed, that it doesn't really mean to actually slaughter Pesach al Moed. It means that carbon which has to do oil moed. That's what the Brisa says. Now, Taisus quotes from the word of the Brisa, Rebbe Yishem, he says, Inetzach, you don't need that. It says not to go up on steps. As Tayswin when he's going to do the Abaydah, when he called Kachder B'Zayin, it's not even so disgraceful. And still over there, you're not allowed to do it. For sure, you're not going to be cutting your hair over there by the entryway of the Heichel. Says his Bakash is difficult. The Mayan and Circle mentioned the Svaro. What's he saying? That you don't need to say from Svaro, Elm Kabachayim, Brother Kabachayim. Usually he said opposite. You don't need a Kabachayim, you know from Svaro. Here he's saying, telling him all he said was a Svaro. And he's saying, no, I can tell it to you from a Kabachayim from the steps of the Mizbech. The Taisa actually says about Sapri, in Hagirs Rabbi Yishayim, you're right, the Girs is not like another opinion of Rabbi Yishayim. It calls him the Bittamakama, it's all from the words of Tamakama. But he's awesome, this is what it says over there. Oh, yeah, Nail, Pesach al Moed Mamish. No, maybe means literally that's where you do the hair cutting is by the opening of the Almay. I mean, you can say, you can't ask it, Dechim Zayin, it's a disgrace. Oh, yeah, Nail, Mamish, maybe means literal. Kalem another day, in Lahit Misra, because of logic, you should not exclude Hapasim and Shmoy, the Pesach from the simple understanding. I mean, that says Lestala, it can't be, Kabachem and Bazayin, if it's for the Mizbeh, it can't do for sure something disgrace like hair cutting. So it's all one opinion. With the words of the Gemara, which the Gemara said, the Rebbe Yitzchak says, Inetzach. No, says, V'loke chasar reish nezev nosna la'esh. It's only someone that's lacking only lekicha and the sina. But not this case, it says, not someone that's lacking bringing, taking, and placing. As Tayyus explains, Shlom because the Shlom is eaten throughout Yerushalayim. If you're doing the hair cutting with Pesach al Moed, and the gears is the dud Shlomim be'ir, and the pot of the Shlom is in the city, or mechusav lekicha in the city, you're missing not only taking and placing, you're also lacking bringing, and therefore it cannot be that you're doing the hair cutting in by the entryway of the oil moed. In the words of the Gemara that Abchanan said Nimer b'Liazah, that says in the pasuk. What does it mean that he does the Pesach HaMoed? It doesn't literally mean say by Pesach HaMoed. It means when the oil moed is opening. In other words, not literally by Pesach HaMoed. It was not like we said before. It was man, and the gear says Pesach only when it's open. Next time, Master Begum with the Gemara, Shimon Shazuri said, what does it mean? So he'll tell you, which Mashmah sounds like Shatayim of the Kra, that's the reasoning of the Pasuk as the Gemara continues on top of this Amid. Because maybe the young Kahanim are gonna be incited to this woman. And the Gizma of Branchburg is that in the Megalecha, so she can't cut her hair Pesach al Moed Mamash, literally by the Pesach al Moed. All the Kahanim would see her. El Bemdina, Megalecha, Makim Snow, rather in the city, she cuts her hair somewhere in the discreet place, but you do a Pechekuna, that the young Kahanim should not see her. To which they said to him, what do you mean? According to your words, what do you do with Saita? That is Lufna Hashem, we're not concerned. So he said to them, no, what do you mean? By Nazira, she's Kecheles Pekesas. But by the Saita, ain't a Kecheles Pekesas. As Tosha explains, the Saita, Mendeshah Benibel, the Saita, the suspected adultery woman, she stands in a state of disgrace. I'm saying, like, Moses says, Saita, Zayn, Bezer, Kosh, Nachabal, Mizam, Chulu, Betai, a rope as, around her, and they would dishevel her, and they were not concerned that they're going to be incited for her in an improper way. Now, words of the Mishnah. Mishnah said that he would take the hair of his head of Naziris, and as the words of the Mishnah, Mishalech tachas adud, and you put it beneath the pot, as Taisik and Shashlam by where the Shlam is cooking over there. And the Mishnah said, "In Gilir b'Medina, if he cut his hair in b'Medina, as Taisik explained, Sheshle Rishus Gilir Makom Jitzi, he could cut his hair wherever he wants to." I says Taisik, "Vav gav d'ksivel Pesach al Moed." So Taisik says, "Lav Pesach al Moed mekam." It doesn't literally mean to say, but it has Pesach like Hashem Melik Mar said. So if he cut his hair out of Yerushalayim. Then the words of the Mishnah, Allah, and they wouldn't put the hair beneath the pot. So it's basically in Liria, it would seem, and some have the Girsa, that that Mishum Hachi is the Girsa. Therefore, Pshit Le Tanam, so obvious to the Tanam, the Hani, or taking out the words the Hanei Pashtum, that the Kra and the Gemara says Mashma that the pasuk sounds like the Mishlaim Megaleh. That he cuts his hair in Yerushalayim. Why? Because the Mahayim Megaleh Blumun, because we cut it here out of Yerushalayim. Lahayim, I guess the Maharaj is Mishalech, he wouldn't be able to send the hir tachas adud beneath the patach. So because it says in the patach, we can look at those best amoid. That's because it's here in Pesach amoid. Like I saw a Rish Nizri takes the hir of his Nizirah, so Nusnal, the Ishi puts on the fire, so tachas of Rishlam is beneath the Zabra Shlom. Now, make a time, Dosh Begibara, there is a time that Dosh and Gemara Yotze Zed excludes this case, Mechus of Gicha Abba and Sina, which excludes where, if you have to take, bring and place it. Oh, so it says, Vachalam here also, Mechus Abba, Sarah, Mechus of Rishlam. If you did it out of Yerushalayim, I mean, it's Yerushalayim is either because you would have to take it from Pesach Almayit to Yerushalayim. That one time that says no, it's not correct. But if you did out of Yerushalayim, would be the same thing. Like you would be mechus avah losesim tachas derech shlom Yerushalayim to bring it beneath the pot. And therefore, that's what Mishnah says, that he wouldn't put it beneath the pot. Now, the Mishnah says when we say this was by taklachas atahara, but it says quotes words in the Mishnah of taklachas tuma, but the hair cutting of when he was tumei loy mishleich tachas derech that he didn't put the hair beneath the pot, which it says meaning dud shel asham. The pot where he was cooking the ashram of Nazir Tamei, when the Nazir becomes Tamei, Chatzis Oif, and his Chatzis Oif. Shalai Tola Kosum, the scene is Tach, Tach Zadol, but Tach, because the halacha of putting the hair beneath the pot was only said by Nazir Tamei, not by Nazir Tamei. The words of Mishnah are, Me'emi says, No, Hakom Mashach Tach Zadol, everyone puts the hair beneath the pot. As Tach explained, Bein Nez Tar, as the Gizmer of Ranchberg is, the Mikdash, whether he's Nazir Tar that was did in the Mikdash, or he did it in Medina, Bein Nazir Tamei, Bein Mikdash, or whether he's Nazir Tamei that's in the Mikdash. The only exception is, as Taisa quotes, Chutzim HaTamish HaMedina. Only if he was Nazir Tami, and he did it out of Yerushalayim. As Taisa explains, the Gemara says, in that case, his hair would be buried. And the Chayin Shili Tmura, the end of Mesech Tmura, the Lamadal Ma'al, but says Taisa Vakash, but only the Nikva, where do we know this halacha that's buried? But Tzarki, one has to look into this more. Now, the Gemara quoted this halacha of Neitel Sar Reishai, Kadama B'Reis, like it says in the Breis, but not the narrative, and he takes from the Greek, from Pasha Asla, as our Gemara says explicitly, this halacha. So the question was, so, Menolam, how do we know this halacha of the rate of the Greek? So I'm a crow, the Pasuk says, Tachas Ebech Shlamim, beneath the carbon shlam, which Mezibchi Yetach, from the carbon itself, should be beneath it, meaning as Tesis, meaning Yitur of the Zebach, the Shinach, we dash from the next word Zebach. Tachas Eshlam, meaning Mezibchi, that beneath the Shlam, you should put from the Zebach, which is the gravy that you put on the ear beneath the pot. That's coming to clue that the Yevit will work, or you also put it there by the Chatzis and the Asham. So the Gemara wanted to know, maybe say it's all teaching Chatzis Asham, not to teach from the gravy. So the Gemara's Torah is quotes, and says, okay, if that's the case, let me curse Shlomim b'Zebach. Should say Shlomim and Zebach, which that would have included Chatzis Asham. My Zebach HaShlomim. The Torah is explaining the Zebach Zebach, and the fact they put the word Zebach next to, as the Gersa is Latachas. So the word Latachas, Lemidras, that's the Darshan Tachas Shalom, even Zebach. The beneath the Shalom should be from the carbon itself, which is the gravy. I learned the Braisa, the opinion of a mayor, that says that, oh, when he would do the haircut of the Tumah out of Yerushalayim, then he wouldn't send it. And as the words are Menisha Sarah Nikva, because his hair would be buried, as Tesis says here again, we don't know where that Lach is from. But Rebuda says no. When you tar, then kamakan, both be mikdash and medina, you would be mishalech, and tami kamakan, you wouldn't be mishalech, wouldn't put it beneath the pot. Next day, master begins the words of the Mishnah. He said he would cook ishlam, oy shalkan, which is bishal yis medai, cooking it very much. And after all the processes, the Mishnah said, achka chuter anos lesh b'yayin, then the nos is permitted to drink wine. So he said, "L'charinir." Similarly, it appears the Haitanik Rebbe Lazar, the Amar Baran, the Gemara, that says, "Nigmar Dosal Shas Yain." Now, drink wine. Adachah Kol Ma'is Much in the Parash. After everything that's specific in the Parash of the Nazir. Next, there's Masl, which this belongs on Daf Mem Vav Mem Aleph. Shimon said, "Kimish Nezgulav Echem Adam." Once one of the bloods are sprayed, because the Shimon Gemara, the Gemara expounds, "Achem Ma'is Chidi after one of the Ma'is, not after them all." It's really permitted for Nazir to drink wine and Tamal Lemesi.